Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. stands with France and the rest of the world, more determined than ever to stamp out ISIS. Mr. Kerry spoke in Vienna, where diplomats gathered to try to find some common ground on Syria. Secretary Kerry says the mood around the table was serious.
Today in the meeting, there was a broad-based a sense of revulsion, of horror, and a deep commitment to do more to try to bring an end to the violence of the region and of the world.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us now from Vienna. Michelle, thanks for being with us. The French foreign minister, of course, was there today. What did he say?
Yeah, he was here earlier in the day and made clear that one of the objectives is really to see how countries can better coordinate to fight against ISIS. And that means dealing with Syria, which, as other foreign ministers point out, it has become a breeding ground for terrorism. So today, countries that are involved with Syria, countries that have been backing different sides in that civil war, came together again to try to lay out a diplomatic path forward.
Secretary Kerry says that everybody at the table was united in a sense, by the attacks in France, but do they agree on anything beyond that?
You know, he said they agreed on the need to stop the bleeding in Syria. They agreed to make sure ISIS can't maintain territory, but he acknowledges that they don't agree on everything, especially what happens with Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. has said it doesn't see how the war can end. It doesn't see how ISIS can be defeated as long as Assad is in power. That said, Kerry did lay out some specific steps. He's calling for a ceasefire and says that the countries that were gathered here are going to be the enforcers, that is, the use their influence with the parties they support on the ground. Kerry also set out an 18-month political process that will eventually lead to drafting a constitution and working toward elections.
Russia and Iran were also at the table. They have obviously prominently been backing Bashar al-Assad's regime. Did you hear any signs from them that they're ready to help push for a solution that wouldn't include Bashar al-Assad?
No, I mean, Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister, was very clear that Syrians have to decide their own future, and that includes Assad's future. He also made clear that Russia doesn't buy the U.S. argument that Assad and ISIS are two sides of the same coin. He said Russia will encourage the talks between Assad and opposition figures, but he gave no signs, really, that Russia is going to change his approach. I mean, Russia has said its military action in Syria is aimed at ISIS and other terrorist groups. The U.S. has said that Russia is mainly hitting other enemies of Assad, the more moderate rebels that the U.S. and its partners support. You know, Lavrov said one of the goals today was to come up with a common list of who's a terrorist. He said they're making progress on that, but they clearly had a disagreement about this very issue, even in the public news conference here in Vienna.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman with Secretary Kerry in Vienna. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.